Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called to himself his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddaeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, non-Jews, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor money for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor staff, because the workman is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave from there. And when you come into a house, salute, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Indeed, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, therefore be wise as serpents, snakes, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, because they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles, non-Jews. But when they deliver you up, do not worry how or what you shall speak, because it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Because it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And the brother will deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children will rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men because of my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another, because truly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, prince of demons, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore do not fear them, because there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hid that will not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that you speak in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, about a penny? And yet not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore do not be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore whoever will confess me before men, him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to send peace on earth. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. Because I have come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give a cup of cold water to drink to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.